Well, hello everyone. I'm actually shooting this video while I'm sitting in the Amazon jungle. So it's a change of pace. Normally I'm shooting in my study or in a hotel room. So hopefully this works out fine and you guys will enjoy the video. The subject today is rapture timing. In particular, I want to present in a biblical observation that I think is going to help us better understand prophetic convergence and the timing of the rapture. Now, lots of folks are seeking and chasing cool theories for locating the rapture. Many of those this year theories have arisen since 2017, but they're usually based on strained understandings of passages, they're based on misapplied number and counting theories, and they're based on Christianized Kabbalah. Now, you guys know that I'm not a great fan of these theories, even though the folks that pursue those theories end up uncovering and coming to grips with some very wonderful prophetic typology and some cool patterns in the Bible. But while there is no hidden rapture theory, no dating theory hidden in the Bible, there is a plain vanilla point of prophetic convergence that we can watch, that we can pay clear attention to, strong attention to, if we want to increase the accuracy of our rapture discernment. So stay tuned for an investigation of this question. Hi there, I'm Lee Brainerd. Welcome to Soothkeep and another edition of Prophecy in the Crucible. My mission is truth. Truth that God will own is truth at the judgment seat of Christ. Truth in our doctrine, our practice, and our discernment. Truth derived by a robust and consistent application of the historical grammatical hermeneutic. Well, let's start with the difficulty of timing the rapture. When it comes to ascertaining the timing of the rapture, we face two restrictive factors. One, the timing of the rapture, as far as our ability to observe it, is based on prophetic convergence. It's not based on anything that actually features mathematical precision. It's not like an equation that we can resolve. The second point is we don't know how much convergence we are going to see, or even necessarily every kind of convergence that we are going to see prior to the rapture. And on the basis of this fact that it's based on prophetic convergence, and based on the fact that we don't know how much convergence we're going to see, we are presented with the biblical truth. No man knows the day nor the hour. We simply don't have enough information. Now, we can easily discern the approaching season. And when I'm saying this, I know you're all in agreement with me that I'm preaching to the choir. We can see the tribulation drawing near. And this informs us that the rapture is drawing near because the rapture is going to happen prior to the tribulation. But if we attempt to pinpoint the date of the rapture, we're engaging in an act of futility. It's an impossibility. Even getting the year right with any degree of certainty is an unlikely proposition. Now, that said, there is one factor that stands out, at least in my estimation, that stands out head and shoulders above every other matter of prophetic convergence, is having the potential to literally shout, "The rapture is near." That factor is the Gog and Magog battle, which is found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Most of you are familiar with that. That's where Russia, Turkey, and Iran, and a vast conglomeration of associated nations get together to manifest the full-blown hatred that they have for Israel, determined to wipe Israel off the map once and for all and forever. Now, if you're interested in a more accurate understanding of the timing and circumstance of the rapture, then this understanding of Gog and Magog needs to be in your toolbox. Now, the key piece of information that we're going to look at is the fact that both the rapture and Israel's Gog and Magog deliverance are regarded as morning star events, the morning star of the day of the Lord. So in Revelation 2:28, when it concerns the church, we read that overcomers, real believers in other words, are going to receive the morning star. In Revelation 22:16, again regarding the church, we read that Jesus is the bright and morning star to those who believe. And in 2 Peter 1:19, again to the church, we read that when the day of the Lord dawns upon the world, the morning star is going to rise in the believer's heart. This is an amazing truth, and we get to participate in this. But we also have a couple passages on the morning star that are associated with Israel and not the church. For instance, in Hosea 6:3, we read, "His going forth is established like the morning." And the Hebrew here is shikar. This is talking about the morning star. So when the Lord goes forth to deliver Israel, because this is in a very well-known Israel deliverance, Israel restoration passage. When the Lord goes forth to deliver and restore Israel, he's going to go forth like the morning star. We also read a similar thought in Psalm 46:5. God is in her midst. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of day. What a wonderful truth. Again, the same thing. This is at the time of the morning star. So in a nutshell, God is going to deliver Israel from the Gog and Magog juggernaut at the morning star of the day of the Lord. And this is going to happen shortly after the rapture of the church. So when you understand that the morning star applies to both the church and Israel, that it pertains, excuse me, there's a bug landing on my ear. That's part of the hazards of shooting in the jungle. When you understand that the morning star pertains to both the church and Israel, you understand two things. The rapture and God's deliverance of Israel are very close together. You also understand that the morning star is the time of the changing of the guard, the changing of the watch, where God is going to move from the church program to the Israel program, from the church being the watchman on earth to Jews and Jewish proselytes as the watchman on earth. Now, one point that should probably be clarified here is that the Gog and Magog event must happen after the rapture. I know a few people put the Gog and Magog event before the rapture. I think it's a mistake. In Ezekiel 38:16, we read, "It shall be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, that the heathen may know me when I am sanctified in you, O Gog, before their eyes." So here Gog's being sanctified in the eyes of the world and is dealing with Gog and Magog. But we also read in Ezekiel 39:7, "So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel." So this is when the Lord returns to Israel as his people and sanctifies them and sanctifies his name in their midst. This seems to me to be incompatible with the church age, because right now the church is God's holy people on earth. That's where God has his name attached. So God is going to have to set the church aside before he takes up with Israel in the last days. We have a precedent for this. When the Lord was going to set the physical temple in Israel aside as his temple and set the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, aside as his people on earth, he ripped the veil in the temple and set the temple aside. And then he went, following that, at Pentecost, he poured out his Holy Spirit and birthed the spiritual church, the spiritual temple, and he started all over. He's going to have to reverse this in the last days. He's going to take the church out of the world so there is not a second temple on earth. And then he's going to go back to the Jewish temple and sanctify the temple and sanctify the Jewish people. Now, once we understand the connection, the morning star connection between the rapture, Gog and Magog in Israel's deliverance, we are now in a place where we can examine the relationship between the rapture and Gog and Magog. We, knowing that both of them fall under the morning star, implies that there is no great length of time between them. Likely it won't be 6 months, much less 2 years or 5 years between the rapture and the Gog and Magog situation. I suspect that we will be on earth here witnessing the vast buildup for Gog and Magog before the rapture. I suspect that the church will be on earth and we'll watch millions of soldiers and multitudes of heavy equipment and artillery and rockets and missiles and jets massing in all the nations that surround Israel. We're also going to see America, England, and the European allies pull back from the defense of Israel. Now that raises a question. How does this fit with what we are seeing today? Well, it doesn't really fit. At least there's no direct relationship. Obviously, there's an indirect relationship because it's laying the foundation for what's coming. So what we're seeing is the stage setting for the future, where Israel is enjoying peace and security. And this is true whether this security comes by America going to war against Iran, and this is true whether there's some kind of a faux peace that's secured in America making a deal with Iran that saves face for both nations. Either way, there's a period of faux peace coming in the future, which is going to be followed by the massive rebuilding of Iran by nations like Russia and Turkey and China. And this rebuilt Iran is going to join Russia and Turkey in that war against Israel. So, in conclusion, hopefully this study has been helpful to you, help you to understand the relationship between the rapture and Gog and Magog. There's many geopolitical developments that are going on right now today that have prophetic significance, and many of them involve nations like Russia and China and Turkey and Iran. But nothing points to an immediate Gog and Magog situation. And because nothing points to an immediate Gog and Magog situation, nothing shouts the rapture must happen in the immediate future. Now, I want you to understand, this absolutely does not mean that the rapture cannot happen in the immediate future. It just means if it does, it wasn't anything that we saw in the immediate horizon. Okay? So, because the rapture can happen this year. It can happen this month. It can happen this very night. And the reason that the rapture can happen is it's based on prophetic convergence. And we don't know how much prophetic convergence is going to be together before the rapture happens. Now, I personally think that we're probably going to be raptured just a few months, maybe 6 months at the most, prior to the beginning of the 70th week. There's a window there big enough for the Gog and Magog thing to come to a head and transpire, and then for the Antichrist to rise in the ashes of the crushing of the Gog and Magog juggernaut, and then the Antichrist and his 10 toes allies are going to dominate Europe, dominate the Middle East, dominate North Africa. But the rapture can happen because we don't know how much convergence we're going to see. So I could be wrong. We might not be here watching this massive Gog and Magog buildup. Now, I suspect we will be. But we could actually be raptured a lot. And then months after we're gone, this Gog and Magog buildup takes place. At either rate, this understanding of the Gog and Magog situation I bring up simply because a lot of people are pointing to what's going on in Iran. I read their social media posts. They seem to think that we can be going up anytime, like right now, because this war is the end. This is Gog and Magog right here. Folks, it's not the end. It's not Gog and Magog. Doesn't mean we can't be raptured, but a rapture now has nothing to do, no direct correlation to what we see happening in the Middle East right now. Nothing direct that we see with America, nothing direct we see with Israel, nothing direct that we see with Iran. The rapture is only indirectly related to these things, and I've already explained that the rapture has a strong connection with the Gog and Magog situation. We're going to go up before that. I suspect that we're going to go up when we see these developments taking place, but we might go up before we see them taking place. But that's the strong correlation. Gog and Magog and the rapture of the church are both the morning star. This implies a short time between them. It's more likely to be less than 6 months than longer than 6 months. It could be 3 months or 3 weeks. We could go up 3 days before the invasion actually starts and the whole thing is laid out and ready to roll. At any rate, I present this because I want you to understand that looking at what we see in the Middle East and saying that this is demands an immediate rapture, this is Gog and Magog, is a big mistake. And treating this current situation this way belongs in the same category as cool rapture theories and cool formulas for dating the rapture. We just want to avoid that stuff. No sensationalism. So keep watching, folks. Watch for prophetic convergence to rapture up, to ratchet up. We are drawing closer to the rapture every day because we see more and more tribulation stage setting every day. Things are really accelerating in the world right now. So the rapture may not come as fast as we would like, but it's going to come soon enough. And folks, it literally could happen tonight. So take care and God bless. Keep looking up. Keep watching. Keep your eyes on the prize in the skies. Eyes wide open, brain engaged, heart on fire. We'll see you next time.